Yes, here we go again. Time to shine. A new week on SEN, the home of sport. Welcome to the Monday edition of The Breakfast Show. We are broadcasting through the SEN network. We'll rattle these off. 1170 AM here in Sydney, 801 AM on the Central Coast, 1575 AM in the Illawarra, 90.3 FM in Griffith. Great to have the company of 1323 AM listeners in Canberra, where you're listening on the app. Let us know this morning. Are you out on your morning walk? You're already on the tools. 1300 01 1170 is the McDonald Jones open line number. You can text 0457 736 736. Listeners on the app all over the world. In fact, we opened last week. The first two texts we had on the day were Christchurch and Scotland. So our audience is far and wide. Hello also to those of you listening belatedly via the podcast. Don't forget, if you miss any of the show, you can subscribe to The Breakfast Show podcast. Just search for Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform and click subscribe so you never miss a thing. Now, we have football codes and stories coming out of our you-know-where this morning. Greg Alexander, rugby league, football, the EPL, fascinating stories there. The AFL, what about the Sydney Swans, the rugby union, Wallabies hammered by Argentina, All Blacks back in some winning form. Where do you want to start, Brandy, this week? It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, Vossi, I've got a couple of desks this morning, the golf desk, the football desk. I've got to start with Manchester United.
Yes.
Wow. 4-0 they went down to Brentford. Now, we've had rugby league coaches under pressure this year. We've had coaches sacked. Can you imagine the pressure on the new Manchester United coach? 4-0 in their second round, 2-1 they went down in their first round to Brighton.
Yeah, Brighton and Brentford. They opened the season against Brighton and Brentford. Erik ten Hag, you're gone. Like, they're playing Liverpool
nationality
next week.
Is he?
Like,
is he Dutch?
Is he from Denmark? Can someone? I tell you what, there's a prize in it. Tell us who Erik. Where's Erik ten Hag from? There's a prize first up in the program. Just get on the McDonald Jones open line right now. 1300 01 1170. I do know the answer, but I don't want to give it away. I'd rather give a prize away as to Erik ten Hag. Put it this way, he's in deep doo-doo right at the moment.
Because isn't he?
If you take a photo of the ladder, Manchester United are dead last.
Stone motherless.
Like, I don't think we'd ever been able to ask a question, what do the West Tigers and Manchester United have in common? The answer is they're last on their respective ladders.
And Man U play Liverpool next. So that's something to look forward to.
I think I've hopped on the Bournemouth bandwagon. And Bournemouth okay. You know, they won
they
first up. But maybe I should have gone Brentford. Well, Bournemouth against Manchester City. Well, you know, that was expected. But anyway, I'm on the Bournemouth bandwagon there in the EPL.
You know what else was expected? Cameron Serraldo to sign with the Bulldogs. It was announced yesterday, just before we went on air at Fox Sports for the Sunday ticket. An email came through, and then Cameron Serraldo rang me to tell me the news that he was going to the Dogs for 5 years.
Right.
Expected.
So he called you after you'd made the announcement on Fox?
No,
the news had come through.
Yeah, you called me before. Yeah, I was madly ringing around to make sure it was that's exactly what happened.
No one. Sure.
He rang while I was on the phone to Matt Cameron, had a chat with Cameron Serraldo and said, "Good on him. Well done. Congratulations. You'll be missed, but that's the job of an assistant is to get a head coaching job and." He's been able to do that, and he's secured himself a pretty good deal.
All right. Yeah, well, when you say that, let's have some commentary on that, and our listeners can buy into it. 5 years on, for all intents and purposes, a rookie coach. I know he's had a little bit of caretaker coach fill in there a few years back when Anthony Griffin was let go, but 5 years rookie coach, gamble? Yes or no?
I guess any 5-year deal is there's an element of a gamble in it, Vossie, even with a player.
Sure.
But 5 years for an untried coach, I guess so. No one really knows my, you know, there's 80% of me thinks that Cameron Serraldo will be a success. Doesn't matter which club he was at. But, you know, there's always an element of risk with a long-term deal.
Yeah. Well, Bulldogs fans have your say. You've got, they're saying they've got their man, Cameron Serraldo. But if you thought there was elsewhere, 1300 01 1170, text 0457 736 736. And we're obviously talking pretty decent coin. We're probably 700, 800. So you're talking, it is a multi-million dollar deal for Cameron
Serraldo. I don't think anyone could say we are 100% sure that this is going to be a success. You can't say that. You can nearly not say that about any coaching position. You hope it works. You think you know it'll work. But there's always an element that of the unknown.
So what if they still haven't played finals in the next couple of years? What? But then still go on?
Yeah, now you're jumping.
Sorry, I'm just throwing in there.
Well, what do you think then?
Well, I think I'd sign Erik ten Hag then. You know, Erik ten Hag, he could be. Well, look, I think 5 years is too much. I do. I think 5 years, rookie coach. Try and think of the coaches I would sign for 5 years. I think you've got to have the runs on the board. So Bellamy, a Robinson. I don't know whether there's too many more. The Cleary, sign Cleary for five. I don't think there's too many more. And I'm talking the experience. So I'm not signing a rookie coach for 5 years. Not doing it. And if they were not to make the finals the next 2 years, then it just snowballs, builds up, all the rest. But I wish Cameron Serraldo all the very best. Man, I actually called in his last ever rugby league game. I still recall it. 2013 World Cup. Ruptured spleen when he got smashed by Conrad Hurrell up in Halifax. Italy versus the Tongan side. Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
I thought it came while he was playing with Penrith, but it came...
No, it was at the World Cup in Halifax. Got absolutely smashed. Mm. Anyway, that is by the by. Have your say on that one. 5-year contract, rookie coach. What do you think? And Gus Gould has managed to work that one out. So there you go. There's progress there. We'll talk to David Riccio from The Telegraph about that a little later on. Michelle Bishop with all the sports updates through the morning. Matty Johns and Cameron Smith from 8 o'clock this morning. And, of course, you can participate in the program on Twitter. Our Twitter account, at Vossie Brandy S-E-N. And we upload stuff and you download stuff there. Now, we will just have Gus Gould. A little grab just on Cameron Serraldo. What it will be like to coach the Bulldogs. This was Gus several weeks ago.
A tough 18 months ahead. It's not going to be easy. This is no glamour trip. This is a trip down the mines if you want to coach the Bulldogs.
There you go. That's hardly selling it.
the
real estate, the agent selling the house. It is a dump. It looks like a dump. It is a dump. A bit extreme. You know what I mean? But it's a bit like that.
You know, I've got no doubt that the recent form of the Dogs was certainly made him feel a lot better about, you know, the decision that he's made. Viliami Kikau, Reid Marnie, they're two new players that'll join the Dogs next year.
Ryan Sutton's going there. Had a good
game yesterday.
Ryan Sutton. Mm-hmm. So Matt Burton, I don't know whether you'll tell us anything, but did he have a close relationship with Cameron Serraldo at Penrith? Does that mean that, like Burton... He's under contract for next year, but that means that other clubs can negotiate from November 1 with him for 2024. Now, I would have said, you know, halfway through this season, Burton's gone. Burton will be gone by November 2 to another club. Serraldo signing on, what's your read there? Does that mean Burton would be more likely to stay with the Bulldogs?
I would say the recent form of the Bulldogs would make it more likely Matt Burton would stay with the Dogs. So... Cameron Serraldo had a good relationship with all the players, Vossie, so I don't think I'd need to single Matt Burton out, but I don't think it'd do the Dogs any harm to have Serraldo now as the Dogs head coach, no.
All right, now let's attack another issue in rugby league. Now, I thought we had sorted this out, you know, deliberate penalties in the last minutes of a half. Now,
no, we haven't.
To light when the Raiders and the Dragons last played. And the Dragons got away with it. And then yesterday, Matthew Fiona is incredibly exciting. The breakdown field, and there's players scrambling everywhere, and he cops the tackle, and then Corey Adewida turns it into a puffet and just hangs around and, you know, interferes, and time out. Like, how is that not professional foul, Brandy?
Yeah,
it's a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
You've got no answer.
No, I've got no answer.
Nothing.
The only answer I was sort of wondering what Graham Annesley will say on the subject matter today.
We got it wrong. We got it
I don't think he will.
No. Okay.
When Matt Fiennei hit the ground, there was probably 3 seconds left on the clock. I was watching the clock as the tackle was happening. And I think there was 3 seconds left when he hit the ground. And it looked like the referee, even though he wasn't in picture, you could just see his arms move, that he might have blown full time before. Not before the tackle,
now,
but
watch it now. I just watched it before
as the
I came
tackle
on air,
was like, happening.
Okay,
there might be a little out there, but on the face of it, Harawira Naira was all over him and then gave him a little shove right at the death there. Which forced him to drop the ball.
Yes, he dropped the ball.
I don't know. It was quite ironic, wasn't it, that it would happen, as it did happen in round 16, with the shoe on the other foot, where Ben Hunt laid all over the Raiders player and no penalty was given. The NRL came out on the following day or the couple of days later and said, we got it wrong.
Well, we don't have audio of Anthony Griffin, but this is basically what he said. No, once happens, right footy, you know, what goes around comes around. That's pretty much their way of the world. Yeah. So that's some of the controversy out of rugby league. I must say, emotional times at the SCG on Saturday when we called the game, the minute silence in memory of Paul Green before Roosters Cowboys, when it got around to the football, the Roosters performance, 5 in a row. This has certainly developed into a good race. That a team that is looking like could challenge for the title, but could also still miss the eight. You know, that's how tight it is.
Mm. I think the next three rounds of footy, Andrew, when looking at the games that'll be played, out of the 24 games that we've got to go in the regular season, 16 games played between the top eight clubs where they play each other. So, out of the top eight at the moment, 7 teams will at least play 2 games against a top eight opponent, while 2 of them, Souths and the Storm, their next 3 games are against top eight clubs. The only team in the top eight, the Sharks don't play a top eight club to finish the season. They play 3 teams outside the eight. The rest of the eight all play each other over the next 3 rounds. 16 games of the next 24 will involve clashes between the top 8 clubs.
It is possible that the end of next weekend's round, you could have the bottom 4 of the 8 all on 28 points and the Raiders nipping at their heels on 26. That is very possible based on who each of those sides is playing. Yep. So you could have 2 points between 5th to 9th. Inclusive. So that's quite a race. Now, in the AFL, there is a clear-cut top eight. There is now a team sitting second called the Sydney Swans. Ending Collingwood's amazing winning streak. The crowd at the SCG yesterday, 44,659, 27-point victory. Second on the ladder with 1 game to go in regular season. The crowd was the second highest attendance at the SCG for a Swans home game. Here are the final seconds as called by our great man on the SEN team, Brett Phillips.
And they're going to march to victory at the SCG this afternoon. Collingwood with ball in hand, right in the heart. Siren about to sound. You'll hear the Sydney roar. They get it done by 27 points.
They just don't write songs like they used to, do they?
Great
song.
Great win. So that makes it 6 in a row for the Swans?
Yep. 6 in a row for the Swans, up to 2nd. It's a logjam. It's in the AFL, it is percentages. So, you know, they are sitting 2nd, same number of competition points as Melbourne and Brisbane, and also Collingwood. So you've got Geelong on top on 68 points, and then you've got 4 teams all on 60, but the Swans with the better percentage there. So that has them in 2nd. We've covered the EPL. with Liverpool still to play Crystal Palace. Now, the golf desk, is it too early? Can we get the golf desk fired up? Would you be
can
in a position?
Slip it in before the break?
Well, I think yep. we can because it's so
I think
big.
We have to.
This morning, Cameron Smith, Adam Scott, big news. Let me just get the piano ready. Here we go.
Yeah, the big news was that Cameron Smith was penalised 2 strokes following yesterday's round, but that news didn't come through until almost 24 hours after the penalty. So on the par three, fourth hole yesterday, Cameron Smith put his tee shot into the water, took a drop, but it was an incorrect replacement of the ball. And you know why? Because he took the shot from the penalty line. You have to be outside it. So his ball was actually sitting on the penalty line. So he rocked up to the for the final round and was docked 2 points. So he went from 11 under to 9 under. He's struggling at the moment. He's at 8 under the card. Cam Davis is 9 under the card, almost through his round. Adam Scott is in the clubhouse at 11 under, but there's a whole host of golfers ahead of Adam Scott now. Zalatoris is 14 under the card. Brian Harman, Sepp Straka at 13, Tony Finau at 12, along with Colin Morikawa and Lucas Glover, Vossi. So the Aussies, I'll go a little bit deeper with the golf desk news a bit later on, but I think
thank you to Ben and Charlie for participating with the strings there. The golf update's getting longer at the desk that we go into the third verse of that song. Can you have verses even though there's no words? Maybe not. 21 asks. Now, if you want to call in on the McDonald Jones Open line, let me tell you, there is great incentive to do so. 1-300-01-1170. Have a listen to the prizes we got this week. We've got the Adidas Golf gift vouchers to give away, $100 vouchers. And then on Friday, we give away a pair of the Code Chaos Adidas golf shoes. So there you go, Adidas Golf's Code Chaos shoes, impossible to ignore, available at adidas.com.au and selected retailers. We've got two family passes to give away to day one of the Pink Cricket Test this summer. Already we're getting in the cricket mode. We've got a cricket merchandise pack worth $150. This is all part of Father's Day. There's nothing like Father's Day and there's nothing like cricket. Visit cricket.com.au/tickets to get the perfect gift for your dad. And we've got the Signet Power Boost Bank to give away, valued at $60. Signet Power Boost Bank will keep your phone, tablet and earbuds powered 24/7. So, incentive to call the McDonald Jones Open Line, 1-300-01-1170. Prizes could be yours. It is 21 and a half after 6. Get started, ramp it up, Monday morning on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.